The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Claimology, with host Matthew Vandeford.
There we go.
All right, wake up, everybody. Rock and roll.
Good morning, Pensacola.
This is Pep Talk.
Yes.
Pensacola's expert panel rocking and rolling this morning. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our host this half hour, Matthew Vandeford with Claimology.
Hola.
Hey, Matthew.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm better now that I had a chance to rock and roll a little bit. Yeah.
Absolutely. Got to shake it all out of us, right?
Absolutely. Time to wake up. Forget the rain. Let's have a party, right?
Yes. Actually, you know what? The rain was so beautiful. I drove in today and I got to see a double rainbow.
Did you?
Yeah, and I haven't seen a rainbow in a minute. And I was like, oh, this is super nice.
They're so magical when you see the doubles.
Oh my gosh.
I was going across the 3 mile bridge one time and saw one that just went all the way across the Sound. Mm. It's breathtaking.
It is. There was an experience that we had. I was just thinking about it. It sparked a memory. We were driving into St. Augustine and it was a crazy storm, Florida, like you have, and just like really dramatic. And there was a rainbow and we literally drove, like this was intense. We drove through this rainbow, must have been like where it was down, because everything around us started to change hues and colors. And we're just like, what? Dude, the whole car was like, what's going on? It was so,
wow.
And mind you, we weren't on drugs.
I was going to say,
No, we weren't.
Sounds like a thing of LSD, all this stuff.
Yeah, this was a total natural high.
Wow.
Yeah, it was super cool.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, rainbows are magical.
All right, well, he is here to talk about Claimology this morning. At Pep Talk, we have the experts, and he certainly is an expert on insurance. This is Pep Talk, so you can text in your questions to Matthew, and I'm sure he'll do his best to answer them this morning. 850-437-1620.
Yes, we will do our best. Yeah, please feel free to call in. Hopefully, we'll have a caller coming in later on this afternoon, Greg Durrett from Blue Cross and Blue Shield. But he's been in the property casualty business for quite some time. He's been in the industry for a very long time. And it's really interesting to get to know people in the insurance industry that understand how important it is to prepare for yourself and how to help navigate the complex insurance world of what it means, because there's so many options. There's so many things. And again, mind you, Claimology does not sell insurance. That's not what we do. We are a public adjusting company. We're a firm that helps people navigate how to file insurance claims. And I want to use the word successfully, because when you file an insurance claim, you want to make sure that, number one, you're going to get covered for it. Is it legitimate, right? And that you're not wasting your time. Because that's the biggest thing. Is it a waste of time? And what I mean by that is some things aren't covered.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where our professional expertise comes in. And I want to use the word expertise loosely, only because we're always learning.
Mm-hmm.
And is one really ever an expert in anything? I don't know. You know what I mean? We only know as much as we know until we don't know that. And
this right.
is like, oh, geez, I thought, oh, never mind, forget that.
you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So we try to stay informed. We try to be as knowledgeable as possible. And one of the biggest benefits with a public adjuster in Florida is that we have to maintain continuing education credits. So we have to continue do 24 CE credits. 5 of those have to be law and ethics.
Oh, interesting. So, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we have to, I mean, the state is really on top of us, more so than the internal adjusters.
Mm-hmm.
So we really have to maintain our licensure and to make sure that we are doing the best we're able to do, so that way the insured puts their best foot forward when it comes to speaking to a carrier when it comes to filing claims.
So give me an example then for someone that maybe is not familiar with what a public adjuster does. When are you brought in? When do people call you?
We are able to come in on any stage of the claim process. We always recommend that we come in at the onset of a claim before you call a claim, only because, number one, if you don't know what your policy requires of you, you may file a claim and just you may not even know that you have a certain deadline to put in required paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't do that, if you aren't afforded, how many people have their full policy? I just want to start there.
Well, there's the fine print and the hundreds of pages that you really don't read. You're just so happy you're covered.
Absolutely.
She's like, oh, good, I'm covered.
Right. So one of the first things you want to do is look at your duties of the loss, like your duties of the insured.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll kind of help set the parameter of what your requirements are when you file a claim. So our job is to make sure that you, number one, stay in policy, contract, compliance. Because the minute you do something that's outside of that contract compliance, the carrier is able to say, well, you broke the contract. We're no longer, even if it was a valid, even if it was a legitimate claim,
mm-hmm.
like say had a hurricane come through.
Right.
I got hurricane coverage, paid my premiums, filed my application for insurance properly. Everything is kosher. Everything is fantastic. However, you didn't do your duties of the insured. You didn't file paperwork in a proper time. You didn't do something. All of a sudden, the insurance company can say, meh, tough luck. Go pound sand. We don't have to pay you. Not our obligation anymore.
And they're not going to tell you.
They won't tell you until you push.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So what is that one of the biggest mistakes that you see? Or when you come across people that are just putting in a new claim, what are some of the biggest pitfalls?
Language. Language is one of the biggest pitfalls, only because you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll kind of reference a story in Illinois where we were working up there, and a woman had water damage come into her home. She had a blockage in her pipe, which caused an overflow. This woman was like 80 years old. She walked into her house and she called her insurance because she walked into her step down into 2 inches of water and said, I have a flood.
Right.
Well, there was no flooding. There was no major crazy storm in the area. She just had a backup and an overflow, which caused 2 inches of water. Well, they stuck onto that language. Ma'am, you said it was a flood. Ma'am, you said it was a flood. Well, we've got plumbing documentation that proves it was an overflow.
Mm-hmm.
She had to call a plumber out to unclog a line.
Mm-hmm.
There is no flood. Deny, deny, deny.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely.
Just because she had used the wrong language.
Used the wrong language. Isn't that unfortunate?
Yes, it really is. But that's the kind of thing you can help people with.
That's what we are supposed to be there for. We are to be the eyes and ears of the insured to sift the claim through the sieve of the policy and to set up the dominoes to make sure that when you file a claim, all the triggers that you're eligible to receive, they fall down. That's all. And because the carrier is going to try to pick which ones they don't want to,
right?
Which ones are not, they're not responsible for. And that's just the nature of it. It's just the nature of the beast.
So we're talking this morning with Matthew Vanderford with Claimology. If you have a question about public adjusting and the things that he does and he's referring to right now, please text it in at 850-437-1620 and we'll try to get some answers for you. So your job now, when you have someone that does come to you for the first time, helping them understand the language, going through the claim, taking them through the process, what is the most gratifying part of all that for you?
Watching them have relief.
Yes.
Feeling that relief of like, wow, I can get my property put back together.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, I tell the insured when we get together, if you're familiar with boxing, the rope-a-dope, Muhammad Ali, you got to go 12 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come out the 13th round. That's what you really have to do. And to help the insured weather that storm, to stay with them, because it becomes emotional.
Sure.
I was just dealing with a loss.
It's very stressful.
With a mediation. The insurance company refused to answer emails, and they refused to everything. So we helped the insured file mediation, helped them with the mediation. But even in the mediation, emotions got so high.
Mm.
The families were arguing with one another. It became really, really an emotional situation because people want to vent to the carrier at that time, hey, you're really hurting us. What are you doing? And the insurance company's just like, this is what we're going to offer you.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally non-emotional for them.
Right. It's business.
It's totally business. And so our goal, hopefully, is to help people weather that emotion, encourage them to hang in there, and to help them kind of take that emotional check out. Just like, hey, we'll take care of the baggage. We'll do all the heavy lifting. You just go about, do your day-to-day business. Go to work. Do your thing. I mean, the worst part a lot of times is when people have a home that's disrupted and you have to walk in and out of it. It messes with your psyche.
Well, sure.
It really does.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Well, in terms of that, when we were talking about, so for now we're coming into, not right away, it's still March, but we are going to be coming into hurricane season.
Mm-hmm.
So talk a little about, if you're kind of assessing where you are, what do people need to look for in their policies and preparing for that?
Well, one thing you want to do is just make sure you have a good comprehensive understanding of what your contents are right now. You want to take some photographs, some pre-season photographs, document your property ahead of time, because what's going to end up happening is that you'll have an issue where you have a storm event, but maybe you don't see it because you're not looking at your shingles all the time. And then a few months later, you get a rainstorm like today in Pensacola. We got some real quick downbursts and some winds happening. And the next thing you know, you might have water damage. You're like, well, what happened here? Well, you want to make sure that you prepare yourself way ahead of time. So start taking document photos right now.
Okay, very good. Talking with Matthew Vanderfort this morning with Claimology, and 850-437-1620 if you have a question. And we've got Greg on the line who just phoned in. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So I guess Matthew, introduce us to Greg. He was calling in for you.
Yeah, this is Greg Durrett, and Greg has become just a really phenomenal close human being, friend, just companion in this life to help navigate this world. Just more than a business associate, he's really become a great personal friend. And so, like, he's been there, and it's awesome. And I just want to give a shout out to Greg for what he does in the community, because what Greg does, I mean, he works for Blue Cross Blue Shield. He helps. Correct, Greg? Blue Cross Blue Shield, is that right? Or Florida Blue? Florida Blue. I apologize.
Well, Florida Blue, but also we've recently added four additional carriers to that mix.
Carriers. Which carriers
really
are you representing now?
Aetna, Cigna, United Healthcare, and Humana, as well as Florida Healthcare.
Awesome. Yeah. So Greg is just phenomenal. He's been in the property and casualty business for a long time, in the insurance world, and just understands what it means to prepare yourself for risk and have someone in your corner. Greg is extremely, extremely knowledgeable. And part of this is just to help educate people and say, hey, if you have questions about, like, especially with your health insurance, even though Claimology has nothing to do with health insurance, but this is all insurance conversation right now, reach out to someone like Greg, because Greg is going to help save people some serious, through some serious pitfalls. He can help save people from falling into some traps that maybe they don't recognize. And I don't mean to say traps like that that the insurance company sets, but they're pitfalls because you don't know. And if once you're in it, you're trapped in it. You can't get out of it. So, mm-hmm. Greg, would you like to kind of explain a little bit more about what you do and how you're helping the community?
Yes, happy to. You know, just like if you, you know, you had a devastating loss on a home that wasn't insured, that could financially ruin a person. And what a lot of people don't understand is that the number one reason for bankruptcies in the world, really, but the country in particular, is our health insurance costs or health-related illnesses. So if you have the uninsured, or you're some people, like, you know, they feel since it's not a mandatory thing, oh, well, you know, I'm young, I'm invincible, I've got money in my pocket, and I'm going to be fine. I don't need to buy that health insurance. Well, if something happens, I had a friend of mine who did that very thing right before COVID hit and ended up 10 days on a ventilator with no insurance and ended up having to figure out how to pay a $300,000 hospital bill on his own. So that kind of stuff most people can't handle, and they end up filing bankruptcy because they're unprepared. And it's really simple to be prepared. Unfortunately, in just the state of Florida, we have over 2 million people that don't have health insurance. And the number one reason for that is they fear in their head that it's going to be too expensive, they can't afford it, all that type of thing. And it's just untrue. They're going to talk to people in order to understand what it is they're looking at so that they can be prepared for that inevitable financial devastation, because it can be huge.
And one of the things that happens, like with anything, with your health or with a storm, it happens suddenly. You don't expect it. It's like, okay, you're living in your house, you get a pipe break, oh my gosh, a fire breaks out, oh my gosh, you get into a car accident, your car insurance that you hopefully have will help pay for some of it, but not all of it, you know? Is the other person underinsured? And I mean, a lot of people are frustrated, I think, with the entire insurance mechanism. And so people are just like, I hear people in the property casualty world right now, on the property side of it, say, man, I just think I want to self-insure. But are you even able to do that? Because you have to think about, like, hey.
Well, you know, and the thing, you got to, some people say, oh, well, I've prepared. I'm ready for this. You know, my house is in great order. And so, you know, if something happens, I'm going to be ready for it because I've prepared and had all these preventative measures put into place. Well, you know, from me speaking personally now, my wife, who's young, in great shape, rarely has a glass of wine, has never smoked, has never done drugs. You know, 8 weeks ago, I came around the side of the house. It was right after the snowstorm, and found her on the ground, and she had, for lack of a better description, an aneurysm, right? Completely. So she was fully prepared physically as a very in shape person, but all of a sudden, that sudden event occurred, and we spent the last 8 weeks trying to get her recovered. So thankfully we had insurance because it involved, airlifting her to Pensacola and all kinds of crazy things. But that kind of stuff happens with houses too, where you think you're totally prepared. You know, you've got the fire extinguisher. You're doing this, you're doing that, and then a massive storm comes and completely upends your plans. So you got to be ready for things. And you know, you and I know, we talk about this all the time. All insurance is nothing more than a financial vehicle. It's something to protect yourself financially, whether it be health insurance or home insurance or car insurance or any of that type of stuff. These are all just financial instruments. And that's all they're there to do, is protect you financially. They're not there to make you feel good, but they can be confusing. So some people shy away every once in a while.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons why, from what you're saying, and we'll keep your wife in our prayers for sure, but one of the things that I know Claimology does is that they do a free insurance policy review and a property insurance review. So this is something I imagine the two of you could collaborate if you're working together to help someone get that big picture. Are they fully covered?
Absolutely. And this is like when Greg hit some real key points. One of those things is it's a financial mechanism, and it is a little daunting. And so one of the things that I often find is that people are underinsured, or their policies don't cover what they think they cover.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have an issue where they've chosen to pay less of a premium, which gave them less coverage. And so I don't sell property insurance, so we can offer those free policy reviews. Greg, on the other hand, he's in the health side. He does sell insurance, but at the same time, he is so knowledgeable. And so, I mean, he's such an amazing human. He taking the time to go through documentation, ask you the right questions, to see what's going on, to help find a solution that fits for you. Greg's awesome at doing that.
You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. If you have a question for Greg or for Matthew, 850-437-1620. Since he's on the line, you have to text that in. But do text it in. We've got a few more minutes, so certainly could answer some questions.
Greg, what is one of the biggest...
That sounds great.
I was going to ask you, Greg, what is one of the biggest challenges that you see right now in the Florida market that you're able to help people kind of navigate, that are assumed hurdles, that you're able to kind of help clear the path?
Yeah, that's the number one thing is, I was asked, I was doing another show and I was asked, they said, what do you love most about your job? And I said, well, you know, the best thing that I do is when people come to me, you can see they're nervous, they're very reticent, they're afraid of, well, am I going to sell them something? Are they going to get more confused? And one of the best parts of my job is as I'm talking with people, I can physically see as they start to relax and the light bulb comes on and they get it and they understand now what they're looking at. Because insurance is a very confusing and daunting thing in that it's shrouded in all this legalese and there's a twist and a turn. And like you say, sometimes people think they're covered and they're not. So that it can be a very daunting thing. But when you can actually take the time and get somebody to understand what they're looking at, it really is quite, it makes me feel, that's my personal satisfaction, is watching people start to get it and understand, and then they go, okay, now I have that covered. I have a client right now who is very confused about what is and isn't covered, and I'm going to be talking with that client in just a little bit to try to talk them down off the ledge, so to speak, and say, okay, here's where you're at, and here's what you need to think about. And it's a satisfying thing to be able to get somebody from complete misunderstanding or nervousness and bring them to that sense of calm that they know what they have and they know what they're paying for. Because insurance isn't free, right, in most cases. Sometimes it is, but it's really never.
Yeah.
But, that's the thing. You got to balance between premiums and deductibles and co-pays and all of those things. And if you haven't had those things properly explained to you, it's just going to seem even more confusing than ever. You're not going to understand a relationship that those terms have with each other so that you can best manage it. So, yeah, that's the most important part of seeing people feel good. And like I said, in Florida, there's so many uninsured people because of that fear. It really is kind of a mission that you have to take on and try to educate people, like coming on your show and hoping people will listen and say, you know what, that makes sense. Let's see if I can't get covered.
And how are people able to get a hold of you, Greg?
I'll give my cell phone number. It's 978-509-2941. Or they can reach out to me in my office, which is 850-842-2400. And I'm happy to answer any questions. I don't have a magic sales stick, so I can't magically make you a customer just because you called in to ask me a question. I'm happy to help anybody that has anything at all that they need some clarity on. I'm happy to help.
Greg, what's your last name? So we have that too.
That's right. I have one of those.
It's helpful.
it's Durette. It's D-U-R-E-T-T-E.
Okay, and give those phone numbers one more time because I'm sure somebody was scrambling to get their pen.
Okay, it's cell phone is 978-509-2941, and my office number is 850-842-2400.
So you know Matthew apparently fairly well. What would you say is one of the best things about working with him and what he does with Claymology?
He's brilliant. He knows his stuff better than anybody I've ever seen. And I've been in the insurance business for over 42 years now, and I've never seen anybody who has such an innate grasp of how everything is supposed to work. And if it doesn't work, he knows how to key in on it right away and fix it so that his customers are not left alone. He has a very similar philosophy in that he's looking to make sure people don't feel confused and alone, but rather they understand what they're looking at and they get the most out of what it is. So he is the best.
All right. Thank you so much, Greg. We are out of time, so appreciate you joining the show this morning. Matthew Vandervoort with Claymology. Matthew, give your name, website, your numbers again as well.
Just reach out to us at claymology.com. claimology.com.
Thank you so much for both of you being here. We appreciate you and all you do for our community.